election center's closed in Atlanta, Fulton County. You can't look through the windows. It's closed. And then people subpoena the surveillance footage, and they're in there working all night. And then if you say that's bad, what was the Giuliani ruling? $87 million, I forget. For defamation. Here, let's look it up. What was mine? $1.5 billion for doing things I didn't even do. But if I did the things they said I did, it's First Amendment. And then Janessa Souza, you can do this, anybody can do this, buys the cell phone data randomly of the people in a couple of Pennsylvania towns where all this stuff went on. And they track the people going dozens and dozens of times to safe houses, getting their ballots, and then going and sticking them in drop boxes while they take a photo of each one to get paid. And it's all the same procedure in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan. And they did it in Texas, too. They did it everywhere. And they do enough of it, they'll even take Florida and Texas. I'm sorry, I said 70. I was going from memory. No, it was Trump was like 5 million, and then was it 80-something million for saying he was innocent and didn't touch a woman who had no proof. Not allowed to say he's innocent. Well, with Giuliani, it was 148 million for talking bad about those election workers that said the water main broke. And that they stopped counting, and then people subpoenaed, and what are you doing? Well, they weren't doing anything. I understand. Okay, fine. So this is the intimidation. This is the brainwashing. This is the garbage of the system trying to intimidate you. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene comes on Friday and says, I've got constituents saying that the votes are getting flipped to Democrat. She says, I'm looking into it. I don't know if this is accurate. And then the media misrepresents and says MGT and Alex, or MTG and Alex, say that Dominion's stealing the election. Say that, nope, she said she's getting those. And then other reports came in. We're allowed to say, hey, we're getting these reports. We're looking into it. But we know the illegals are voting. We know people in the names of dead people are voting. We know out of district are voting. We know they're saying 25% of the votes will come in and Georgia won't know for 3.5 days, and Pennsylvania is saying the same thing, and Michigan's saying the same thing, and Arizona's saying the same thing, and Wisconsin's saying the same thing. And we've shown you the graphs of Michigan and all these other battleground states, overhead shot. Should have told, guys, pull up the classic election graphs from 2020. Election graphs, you know, where here's Biden in blue, and here's Trump in red. Here's Trump. Here's Biden. And any normal election, you know, it tracks like that. But oh, bloop. Biden goes bloop in Michigan. And in every other state, it's just so magic. Bloop. Straight up lines. That doesn't happen. Because even if you're in a Democrat district, you're going to get some Republican voters. Nope, not here. No, sir. And you can even see how they rest. Pull that back up. I mean, they're in there running those ballots through for by over and over and over again. Then they run the computer and check. Oh, my God, Trump's still winning. Okay, get back to work. And then I mean, look at Michigan. Look how ridiculous that. Blow up that graph right there. Straight line. They stop. It isn't enough. God, do more. It's almost done. Hurry. 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 Trucks are pulling in. Meanwhile, they're telling the press, it's all closed. We're not counting. Sorry, can't look through the windows. Everybody out. Hurry. Hurry. Like, instead of bailing water, they're like bailing ballots into the machines. More vans are pulling in. Oh, but there's no fraud, and two men can have a baby. And Kamala Harris, she won the primaries. You know, she got votes. Oh, wait, she got zero votes. Well, that's all right. That's okay. I mean, people that would smuggle 325,000 kids, the Border Patrol says it's more like 1 million, but that's what they know of, that they had, that they then send off to just whoever takes them, in many cases, no paperwork. They would never steal an election. These people are nice folks. They wouldn't do anything wrong. So that's where we are. Now, I'm not going to predict they're going to steal this from Trump. We've gone over a lot of the research, a lot of the background, and we know that even if they're stuffing ballots in the names of dead people and illegals and folks moved out of district, that they only have so many bullets in the gun. In fact, let me show you this graph, and whatever I show you, they can basically pull up the actual graph. But if you look at Florida and you look at Texas, they were both the same. You've got in 2020 and the same thing in 2022 in the off-year election for Congress and then the state and local elections. You've got the Democrats here, and you've got DeSantis right here, the Republicans. And as the evening goes on, you start seeing the straight line go up. But at a certain point, the straight line stops because they run out of people. And I'll do it better here. So here's the Democrats in Texas. Here's the Republicans. And then later in the evening, it just goes boop. So you see the artificiality that's being dumped in, ballots purely for the Democrats, for Beto O'Rourke and others, and bloop, not enough. So then they reload, bloop, not enough, bloop. And then Ted Cruz barely wins, and the Republicans barely win in Texas. Do you really believe that? But see, what happened is they ran out of bullets. So it was the same thing. Democrats are down here, and then bloop, 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 but they don't make it because they run out of that database that Zuckerberg got them of the dead people and illegals and, you know, the names to be able to have the illegals and others go out and vote in. So if they can steal it, they will steal it. And they are going to try to steal it. That's my summation. People come here for Tomorrow's News Today. I don't think you need Alex Jones to tell you that. You know that. The purest way to know how somebody's going to behave is their past actions. That's the most accurate way. And they got their back against the wall. They're total crooks. They're going for broke. They're engaging in all sorts of crimes, you know, to raise money, money launder, you name it. They're manipulating and censoring, and Google won't send out voting alerts to Republicans, but only does it for Democrats. That's a fix right there. You got the other big tech out there censoring everything. This is one hell of a fight. And they were barely able to steal it last time because voter turnout was not as strong as it should have been for Trump. I am predicting Trump and the American people will override this if they don't kill Trump in the next 14 days. And I'm going to say this again. He becomes president-elect. That's when they start the civil unrest and the wars because they're still going to be in control and he's not going to be the president yet. Inaugurated. So we'll cover that next hour and give you my take on what's coming. We'll open the phones up on that subject. And I'll intersperse it with all the other news. But these are the serious topics we're covering. The establishment doesn't want us covering because we'll cover the hardcore reality of where we're at. We do it a pretty good job. And that's why I ask you humbly to keep us on air. We're only, 24 days, 23 days, let's put it on screen, until InfoWars could be potentially shut down. So we have great sponsors that regardless are going to back the transmission one way or another. So if you, at this dire moment, want to keep me in the fight, 22 days until InfoWars could be shut down, you need to go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And there's amazing supplements. We have now added a top-of-the-line, private-labeled, five-star probiotic, ultimate probiotic, 60 million. And it has got all of the top-rated ingredients. LA14, that's the name of this super good bacteria. B104, another amazing one. These are all the gold standard. LP115, LPC37, marine polysaccharide to supercharge it all in your gut and grow the good amino acids. I mean, this is a amazing product. It's got FOS. And you just there's so many benefits, I can't even go over it all. It's absolutely essential. It's a high-quality probiotic. 55% off introductory offer when you get three bottles. 50% when you get two. 40% when you get one. Ultimate Probiotic, now available in stock, ready to ship at thealexjonesstore.com. Amazing t-shirts, hoodies, a lot of really cool caps came in, murdered out. MAGA and InfoWars hats, all at thealexjonesstore.com. And be sure and check out the Alex Jones VIP, where you can get the best deals ever. Just check it out. It's too much great stuff. Just check it out for yourself.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.